Hello, welcome to Workplace Wake Up. I'm Jen Shaw. Every week, I spend about 15 minutes covering key legal developments, introducing you to interesting guests, and providing some entertainment to start your workday. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Okay, we all learned when we were little kids not to tell a lie. And I know we lie about things sometimes. I call them social lies. You don't want to go to the party and you don't want to hurt the person's feelings. So you say, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm not feeling well, right? You're not technically telling the truth. My daughter has called me on this before and I've said, well, sometimes you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You really should tell the truth all the time, but sometimes it may feel better to just let them down gently, right? What you never want to lie about is why you were terminating an employee. Okay, this has been driving me crazy. I don't know what is going on. I feel like a bunch of employers went to a conference and somebody who doesn't know what they're doing told them, hey, if you need to get rid of some problem employees, you should just say you're doing a layoff. You should just say you're doing a position elimination and then you're home free. No, you're not. All right, here's the problem, guys. When you tell someone, hey, we're really sorry, but we're restructuring and we're going to have to eliminate your job, what do you do when they say, oh, that's okay, I'll just apply for another job with the company? Or you wait, right? You lay them off and then you guys decide internally, hey, okay, it's been 3 months, let's repost the job. This is a question I get asked all the time. So they'll call, the client will call and say, okay, we want to eliminate these two jobs. Really? Okay, so you're eliminating the jobs. Yes. Okay, so you're getting rid of them forever. Well, I don't know. Like, how long do I have to get rid of them for? And then I know right there, I'm like, wait a minute. Are you actually getting rid of the jobs? Look, 2 years from now, budgets may change, markets may change, clients may change, vendors may change, and you're going to need that job again. But if you're telling me right now that you're already wanting to know how long it is until you can repost that job, you're not eliminating the job. You're looking for an easy way out. Most of the time, this person hasn't been managed. Nobody's documented the performance issues. All of a sudden, a higher up says, that's it, I'm done with Matilda. And you're like, well, I don't have any documentation. I can't say it's performance related. I guess we better just eliminate the job. But you're not eliminating the job. And you think that's not going to come out when you advertise the job 3 months from now or 6 months from now. Matilda applies. What do? Oh, Matilda, you're not qualified for the job. Huh. News to me. I worked in that job for 3 years. I never got a bad review. When you terminated me, you didn't tell me it was because of my performance. You told me it's because the job was being eliminated. Now, 6 months later, you're reposting the job and you're telling me I'm not qualified. This is a disaster. Do not do this. Okay, I have a client right now who's really struggling with this. They received a demand letter. They eliminated a job, except they didn't, of an employee who'd worked for them for 28 years. And what they told me, I had a whole group of people on the phone, the HR people, the management people, the supervisor, and they all said, we didn't want to hurt Matilda's feelings, so we told her the job was being eliminated. Well, guess what? Matilda worked there for 28 years, never got a bad review. And when they, quote, eliminated her job, she smelled something. She smelled a rat. She said, this doesn't make any sense. So she went to the lawyer and the lawyer wrote a letter and said, well, you know what? We've heard some gossip that actually this position is not being eliminated. You're just changing the name of it. The duties will be the same and you've already got an internal candidate for it, which unfortunately is the truth. So I got to call the lawyer and I just had to come clean. I had to say, listen, they didn't want to hurt Matilda's feelings. You and I both know that was a dumb thing to do. But here's the problem. She wasn't a good employee. I've got email after email and report after report and document after document of everything she did. But Jennifer, he says, they didn't give her the feedback. I know they screwed up. But here's your problem, opposing counsel. You're going to try to litigate this case, and I've got all kinds of stuff that shows she made mistakes. No, she didn't get reviews. They didn't write her up. I agree. But I've got all sorts of documentation. And in this case, she's an at-will employee. So I don't need a lot here. Remember, there's a difference between at will and for cause. A for cause employee, somebody who works for a public entity, for example, has an employment contract, you've got to show more than just a reason to terminate. For cause is actually a term of art under the law. So you have to go further. You have to do an investigation. You have to show you acted in good faith. There's a lot you have to do there. But like I've said before, you can fire someone for wearing a blue shirt if you didn't want them to wear a blue shirt if you're in the private sector and they're an at-will employee. So I told this lawyer, look, you're going to have trouble. We're willing to pay something because we jacked this up 90 ways to Sunday, but we're not going to pay what you've demanded. And he texted today and said, I talked to her and you know what? The employee admits she wasn't a great employee. And that's why she didn't buy the job elimination story in the first place. So now we're going to pay her some money to cover her attorney's fees. They had to cover my fees for everything that I've had to do to convince this other lawyer that there really isn't anything nefarious going on here. And we're finally going to be able to move on and get the right person in that role. But this all could have been avoided if they had just given her the appropriate performance feedback, held her accountable, and when she couldn't do the job, be done. We talked about this last week, right? When are you done? When do you need to be done? It's oftentimes very difficult when you like the person. They've worked with you for a while. Maybe they've originally brought something really important to the organization, but now they've, you know, the role has outgrown them. They're really not contributing at this point. You've got to be able to say no. But the way to say no is not to say you eliminated the position. Here's another reason. When you do a job elimination or a termination that's a group layoff, and you have people who are 40 years of age or older, and you want to give them a separation package, and you want to release, okay, you want them to release claims in exchange for you giving them money, you have to fill out what's called Exhibit A. It's a birthday list, right? You have to tell those folks who are 40 and over who got that package and who didn't. And let's say you have two people in the company of 100 who are being laid off, all right? You've got to say, all right, we looked at the whole company, if that's the truth. We looked at the whole company or just the department, whatever it is. This is our decisional unit. This is who we looked at. This is the group that we looked at to decide who should be laid off. And these are the people we picked and these are the people we didn't. The reason you have to do that under the Age Discrimination and Employment Act and the Older Workers Benefit Protection Act, both of which are federal anti-discrimination laws against age bias. The reason you have to do that is because the, quote, older, 40 or older employees need to be able to see, okay, well, is there a pattern here? Were only the, quote, older employees subject to the reduction in force or subject to the layoff? So if you do that and you didn't even eliminate jobs, think about what you're doing. You're creating this whole issue where somebody could look at that and say, wow, I do think there's an age discrimination issue. When all you really had to do was give them performance feedback. Now, look, if you have a legitimate job elimination, great, let's do it. Let's show why we eliminated the job. Who's going to be subject? If we're giving a separation package, what are we giving? What's our calculus for that? How are we deciding who's getting what? All right, that's fine. It's not that you can't do a job elimination. Of course you can. And the way the economy is right now, it's so crazy to me. You know, we hear good things about the economy. We hear bad things about the economy. It's all, in my mind, right now, sort of based on politics in terms of who you want to support for president and, you know, how people are looking at the world. But the bottom line is, it's a real hard time for businesses because we're trying to figure out. I mean, I just read a couple of weeks ago that Macy's is closing like 150 stores. I used to work with Macy's when I was at a prior law firm. It's a great company. They've had to adjust. They've had to change. The demographics have changed. More people are shopping online. There's just a lot of things going on. So when you have those kinds of things happening, you may have to do a legitimate position elimination. You may actually be eliminating a job. But eliminating a job means it goes away. It disappears off of the organization chart, right? It's not listed there anymore. It's gone. It doesn't mean we change the title. It doesn't mean, well, you know, let's wait 3 months and we'll hire somebody else. It doesn't work that way, okay? Here's the other thing. When you're doing a termination, and let's say you have evidence somebody did something wrong, but you don't want to tell them that because you don't want to hurt their feelings or you don't want to start a big deal with them. So you say, we just think you're not a good fit. That's a lie. It's not that they're not a good fit. It's that they did something bad that you feel like you have to fire them for. Maybe it's performance. Maybe it's conduct. Who knows? But you're not telling the truth. When you tell someone you're not a good fit, they make a movie. They say to themselves, what makes me not be a good fit? Oh, could it be my race? Could it be my color? Could it be my sex? Could it be the fact that I have a same-sex partner? Oh, maybe it's that religious belief I was talking about. Maybe it's the political rally I went to. And you can't blame people for doing this. If you're not going to give them the information, they're going to go try to find it out themselves. So when you tell someone, I just don't think it's working out. You're not a good fit. What? What does that even mean? I had a situation recently where someone in our firm quit, and she gave me this reason that made no sense. Well, I just don't think I'm a good fit here. What? What are you talking about? Tell me what's really going on. If I've done something, let me know so I can fix it. I'd rather not go into it. Okay. Whatever. It's your career. That's fine. But the bottom line of it is, I can't get better. I can't improve. And what am I doing? I'm making a movie. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, well, could it be this? Could it be that? Could it be the other thing? The bottom line is, the person didn't want to work here anymore. But why? Because 2 days before, they did. So it's so interesting when you think about when people aren't just direct, when they don't just tell you the truth, it never leads to a good result. I might have been able to solve the problem if I had understood what was going on. And I wanted to solve the problem. This was a good employee. I didn't want the person to leave. But I think something happened that she didn't understand the full context. She made a movie, and then we couldn't have an actual honest discussion about what was going on. And it will be something I will think about for the next 30 years because I don't like to lose people. And I want to be a good leader and I want to do the right thing. So it's really hard when you tell an employee you're not a good fit, you're giving them nothing. You're giving them nothing to work with. And if they feel that they've been slighted or treated unfairly or something has happened, you're not going to be able to defend it as well as if you had just said, listen, Matilda, these are the three problems I'm having and I haven't seen them improve. And I like you and you're a great person and I really wanted this to work. You wanted this to work, but let's face it, we were both wrong. Like it's just not working, right? It's just not going to be something that we can do. So when you don't tell the truth about a termination, or when you don't tell the truth about a resignation, you're not helping solve the problem, right? You're not giving that employee the ability to move on, to move forward, to understand how to make things better at the next place. And we mostly want to help people do that, right? Most of us don't want people to fail. We don't want them to not be able to understand how to do better in the next place. But they can't get that if you're not telling them the truth. I think we owe it to the employee. It's part of the compensation bargain. We hire them to do a job. We pay them money to do it. We give them benefits to do it. And in exchange, we owe them some things to give them fair feedback, to give them coaching and training when they need it, and to tell them when it won't work, that we're done and why, so they can learn from the experience. Because let's face it, recruiting matters, right? If you're at least fair and honest about why you let someone go, they're not going to be happy about it, but at least they're going to feel like, okay, I get it. I may disagree with it. I may think it's wrong, but at least I have something to go with at least I'm not totally and completely in the dark. And if you do one of these position elimination and then you advertise that job, that employee is going to question the integrity of everything you have ever done. Because you told them that job was eliminated and here it is, resurrected. All right? So please, I know it's hard. I know it seems like a good shortcut. I know it's tempting, but tell the truth. When you're going to let someone go, they need to understand why. They need to understand how it came to this point. You owe it to them and you owe it to the organization. And as I say all the time, we can do hard things. It doesn't mean they're fun. It doesn't mean we want to do them all the time, but we can do them. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us here today. Have a wonderful rest of your day and the rest of your week, and I cannot wait to see you next time. Workplace Wake Up, including our guests and hosts, do not provide legal advice in this podcast. Do not act upon any of the information discussed in this podcast without first consulting a licensed attorney in your jurisdiction. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to spread the word, please share it with others, post about it on social media, and/or rate and review it. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, and email us at info@shawlawgroup.com.